Illinois Central College will use a four-format structure for classes this fall as the school looks to keep students and faculty safe during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We really encourage our students, don't use this time of COVID to put your life back a year and to not continue to learn and grow.
That's ICC President Sheila Quirk Bailey. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is July 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Riverplex Recreation and Wellness Center on Water Street recently reopened its pool and gym areas 3 months after closing to the public amid COVID-19. Riverplex Supervisor Sue Wheeler says they have a system for spacing and scheduling their swimmers.
With the lap lanes, they are one person in a lane at a time. They can book out reservations up to 1 hour.
In the other areas of the pool, like the class section and the warm water therapy pool, the number of people are limited.
We've calculated the square footage of the areas, and then that determines how many people we can get in there.
Wheeler says once they're in the pools, swimmers are required to adhere to social distancing guidelines. She says face masks are required when entering and exiting the facility, and anytime you cannot maintain 6 feet of social distancing, but not while working out.
We are not requiring people to wear masks as they are doing any sort of cardio or physical activity.
Wheeler says wearing a mask while engaging in physical activity could cause other problems. She says Riverplex patrons have been doing well following the rules so far. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Peoria police say there were more than 100 shots fired during a roving street party Sunday where 13 people were injured. Chief Lauren Marion vowed to crack down on future gatherings. A Peoria County woman in her 100s is the area's latest COVID-19-related death. She was not a resident of a long-term care facility. The Tri-County death toll is now 41. 69 cases were confirmed over the weekend. Peoria insurance agent Chad Grimm is running against State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth for the 92nd District House seat. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. COVID-19 is forcing colleges and universities to modify their methods of instruction. Illinois Central College will employ four course formats, including two online options, an online and on-campus hybrid, and off-campus clinical training and internships. WCBU's Joe Deacon talked to ICC President Sheila Quirk Bailey about the effort to give students options to meet their learning style.
One of the things that's important for students to know is that this is not a time to stop investing in yourself. The job market may be slow to recover. Traditionally, this is a good time for people to reskill and think about what comes next. And we really encourage our students, don't use this time of COVID to put your life back a year and to not continue to learn and grow. This is all unprecedented. We don't know what impact this is going to have. And so making sure you have a plan to move forward with your skill sets and with your life is critical right now. So there are enough options available that students should be able to find a way to keep progressing towards their degree.
What other steps are being taken to ensure the health and safety of students, faculty, and staff?
We have taken safety very seriously. So we have, for each of those programs, there is a door they will enter through. There is a door they will exit from. We're making sure that as we schedule these on-campus activities that we don't have more than 50 students who would be passing each other in the hallway at any given time. So we've really walked through every program in any facility that would have students back face-to-face and mapped out the entire process so we can make sure that all of the requirements of stage 4 are met.
How will this approach to class formats allow the college to adjust or adapt to a broader outbreak or possibly another lockdown?
Well, since the majority of courses are being offered virtually, those courses would continue. In the case of our lab courses, we are requiring that all face-to-face labs be completed by the Thanksgiving break. That way, if the virus does resurge and we take a step back at the end of November and December, which is the time frame we are being told is most vulnerable, that we have planned that into the schedule. If we are hit early in the semester by a resurgence and the shutdown, we would have to shut down those lab courses and we would restart them as soon as we would be able to bring people back to campus face-to-face.
Do you anticipate this hybrid system might continue beyond the fall and maybe even after the pandemic subsides?
We've been having that conversation a lot. I think there were students who previously said online wasn't for me. I think that there are faculty who may have said previously online isn't for me. And I think we're all growing and learning together. When students don't complete their degree, it's usually not an academic issue. It's usually that life gets in the way. And these formats bring quite a bit of flexibility to our students so they can manage life challenges and still continue to grow and progress and earn the credentials they need to earn family-sustaining wages.
That's ICC President Sheila Quirk-Bailey talking to WCBU's Joe Deacon. For more of the conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Peoria Community Against Violence will hold its first membership meeting since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic tonight at the Tabernacle of Praise Church from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Speakers will include Peoria Police Chief Lauren Marion and Agbara Bryson of the New Millennium Institute. The public is welcome to attend, social distancing will be practiced, and masks are required. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.